Hello, everybody, and welcome to our NEPT support call. These calls are intended for whatever is on your mind as far as help I can give you. You can ask questions about content, about modules that you're working on. If you have questions about content or how to apply it or confused or whatever, you can ask questions about your clients. You can upload labs. I can take a look at them. And you can ask marketing questions, which it sounds like we have two things tonight. Susan had a lab and Maria had a marketing question. So I know Susan submitted hers earlier. So I'm going to go ahead and start with Susan's lab and go through questions on that. And then we'll go to Maria and then whoever else. You can start by typing in the chat if you have a particular topic you want to discuss. Or if not, then just raise your hand or open your line and we'll have a conversation. All right. So Susan, I'm going to unmute you. And what I'm going to do is bring up the lab that you, okay, here, I opened it earlier. Let me find it. That's weird. No, that was somebody else's from earlier. Close all tabs. I'm just going to close them. Let me just open it one more time. Oh, I think maybe when Lynn moved them, it moved it. All right, give me a second. I had this all ready to go. This is so computers. They drive me nuts. This last week, they've been driving me crazy. Okay, cases. I had this whole thing open. Today's the 16th. There's Susan. Here's her two. Open with Adobe Acrobat. There we go. So those should open. There we go. All right. So, Susan, you had a woman, it looks like, Ruth. Again, I would really love it if you would keep people's names covered up, because unless we have explicit permission from these people for their labs to be up, it's really not a good idea for their labs to be up with their actual name. Like, if I have a written piece of paper that says it's okay to include it in the call, it's great, but I think it really, for HIPAA compliance, and I mean, this is okay. HIPAA related, but it really would be helpful for that. Okay. So this is somebody you did a stool test on. So tell us a little bit about her and what her symptoms are and what help you need with this. And I'm going to put it on, I'll do a share screen. Let me see if I can, let me scroll it so that it doesn't show her name. Her age is 57, so I'll just show. There we go. So I'm going to do a share screen. Here we go. All right. And it would be helpful if you don't put their names in the in the title either. All right. So Susan, you're on. Tell me a little bit about her and what help do you need?
So Ruth is an acupuncturist, and she took a lot of antibiotics when she was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
She just did a round of antibiotics in the early spring, and since then she's had tarry stools, very sticky, dark stools.
Okay.
She's been working on her blood sugar balancing and is making progress there. And also on her lipid profile. So she's actually doing some really good work.
Okay. And so let's go back to the antibiotics though. You know, the big question, right? Our big question of the day is always why. So why has she been on antibiotics? What was the problem?
Well, you know, her mother was a nurse, and I can't remember what it was that went on with her when she was a kid. I think she always had a sore throat or something like that. But her mom always gave her antibiotics because that was the thing to do back then. And of course, as a result, she's got very weak bones and very weak teeth. Mm-hmm. Her gut, you know, before this last round was actually okay. And so the weak bones and weak teeth, it turns out her teeth started falling out.
Oh no.
And that's why she had to take the antibiotic.
Wait, her teeth started falling out. And so they said, take an antibiotic. Wow.
She got an infection.
So she had an infection, a gum gum level infection. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And she's normally not one to do it, but she absolutely had to do it. She had no choice. She was actually quite unwell from it.
Right. And there's times when you do. I just wanted to find out if it was, if that was one of the things. And so also looking at her teeth, like, what do you think was the reason that she got the infection there? Is it some weakness area, weak area that's been there? Was she exposed to something? What do you think?
It's a weak area. I mean, you know, basically her gums are receding. Her, you know, it's going to be implant time. She's already got two implants. You know, the bone eventually might be too weak to support an implant. You know, she's running into this sort of thing.
Okay. Okay. So, and then after she took the antibiotics, did she then have a flare up of gut symptoms?
Yeah. So she had diarrhea on and off. She was, I don't know why, but her nurse practitioner tested her for C. diff. But then what came after that was just dark, tarry, sticky stools.
Okay. Okay. And then when you say she's been controlling her blood sugar, so she's on kind of a sweet spot type diet?
Yeah.
Okay. And she's pretty compliant?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, good. So she'll be willing to do what it takes to get this under control.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Is she on any probiotics right now or any other supplements?
Yeah, she's on the custom probiotics. Right. She's on custom probiotics. She's taking alpha lipoic acid, magnesium. She's got the zinc assay, so she takes it whenever she feels she needs it. She's taking chromium.
Mm-hmm.
She's on collagen hydrolysate for her bone health.
Mm-hmm.
She's taking silica for her bones.
Mm-hmm.
And what else do I have her on? Magnesium. I think that's about it. She's on a mix of Chinese herbs as well. Really nice. She's an herbalist.
She's an herbalist, yeah.
Yeah.
Self-prescribed or did somebody prescribe it for her?
Self-prescribed.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. So what are your impressions so far of this?
Well, I mean, it looks like she has candida. Mm-hmm. But there's a couple of things that I don't understand at all.
Okay.
And I thought you might be able to help with it.
Sure. So let's finish with this page. What else do you see on this page that needs to be addressed?
Well, this is the first time that I've done a doctor's data test.
Okay, good.
So I'm a newbie with this. and you know, I just got the test this afternoon. I haven't had a lot of time to spend on it, and I knew we were doing the call tonight and wanted to get it on the call. So, you know, it looks like she's got a nice mix of beneficial flora and strong, you know, the numbers are
strong. My only concern is a little bit is that the E. coli and the Bacteroides are higher than the Lactobacillus and the Bifidum. That may or may not be a problem, but it's just something to keep in the back of our heads.
Okay.
You know, in terms of fortifying the bifidum and the lacto, especially the bifidum.
Okay.
Yeah. What about the commensals?
So, yeah, the Enterobacter, a 1+. You know, I don't know much about the Escherichia coli and the Lactococcus. Can barely read that. Lactis,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So whenever we see something in this column, the commensals, right, we want to be able to crowd them out with the good flora because usually these are bacteria that will be there normally, but they're out of balance enough that they're going to show on here. They wouldn't be detectable. I mean, they're there, but they're not going to have a number associated with them. So those are it just basically says, yeah, those numbers look relatively strong, but they're not strong enough to keep the commensals in their place, so to speak.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll go through the candida is big, right? It's a 2+. So that's something to look at for sure. Let's see what else she has. No ova. She's got some red blood cells on the third sample.
Yeah.
Okay. So what could that be?
I don't know. And it's rare. I don't know what it means.
It says rare. So there's a little bit of blood. It could be she has a little bit of a hemorrhoid or a fissure that bled a little bit into here, because it showed red blood cells in here. It didn't say occult blood. It could be that there is, you know, a polyp or, you know, an inflammatory thing that's causing a little bit of, it's a little bit of bleeding. So it's not like an ulcerative colitis where like there, all this blood in the stool, it's real obvious. But again, we're going through this just to kind of pick up clues, right? Where the little detective's trying to pick up clues.
Okay, and that would explain the dark tarry stools, the sticky stools.
Would explain that, right.
Okay.
Right? So if that is consistent, right? It was only on the third sample, but you know how that is, right? You're collecting a little bit of stool. You got this big, big old puddle of stool, and you're trying to pick pieces from each piece, but you're not going to necessarily get a big. So it might have been in all of them is what I'm saying, but it just missed because of the way the sampling happens. So we're looking at that. Elastase, pancreatic elastase is very low. Do you remember what that one is?
No.
Okay. So that's a measure of how well the pancreas is producing its enzymes, how the pancreatic function, right? So if the pancreas is low functioning, it's not going to produce as much of this elastase. So it could be related to the blood sugar. You said she's working on that, but that's been a problem for a while. Is that correct? That the blood sugar out of balance. Yeah. So she could have, you know, some low functioning of her pancreas because of that. But really, you know, it's a lot of times it comes from years of eating heavy foods that require a lot of digestive response that don't have it. They're not living foods or cultured foods that have some of those enzymes in them. So the pancreas function is low, which means that she would benefit from some support there.
Okay.
Enzyme type support.
Okay.
Fat, muscle, carbohydrate. I mean, all this stuff is rare. It's okay. There's no obvious signs of inflammation, right? Because she had some blood.
Right.
I want to make sure this is not an inflammatory bowel disease.
Right.
Numbers are low enough to make that just fine. But look at her secretory IgA.
Right.
Right. She's kind of immunosuppressed. It's low. So what kind of things cause low IgA?
I mean, eggs?
Mm-mm. No, not so much. Foods, but actually stress, right? If we think about if there's a really cool chart in the biohealth, in the adrenal module, in the adrenal assessment module, and it shows the pictures of how when somebody's under a lot of stress, when they're having this sympathetic kind of a response, the IgA goes, it goes way down, which means that the defenses are problematic, which means that things can grow out of control in the gut, right?
So what else could it be other than stress? Because she's not a high stress person at all, or, you know, doesn't appear to be.
Yeah, that's a good question. It could be low vitamin A function, right? Mm-hmm. It could be, it could be physiologic stress, right? If there's some other piece, something else going on in her body. What other kind of conditions is she dealing with? Is she fatigued? Does she have any other headaches? Anything else?
No.
No. So she's mainly seeing you because she's an acupuncturist. She's in the health field. She's mainly seeing you because of this black tarry stool thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, we do trades. I do yoga private. I'm doing this with her now. I was doing yoga privates in exchange for acupuncture treatments.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So her immune system is a bit suppressed. It's not over. It's very low, but it's definitely, I like to see a good hefty number there. But given that there's some overgrowth in there, she's not responding to it, which is going to make it harder for her to get rid of it, right? If she had what we saw earlier, but she had a good hefty secretory IgA of, you know, 75 to 100, then we'd say, okay, so she's working on it. She had a really high secretory IgA, so she's working really hard at it, but nothing's happening. Right?
Yeah.
You want to be able to support her. But there's definitely some indication of some immune system. What I like to do when I go through these tests is do, you know, one pass through to get my overall impressions and then go back through to kind of fine tune and come up with an action plan. Her butyrate.
Yeah.
Butyrate's extremely low, right? And what do we know about butyrate?
you know, I she used to eat a lot of butter. That's all I could think of when I saw the butyrate.
Yeah, butyrate would be high if she was eating a lot of butter.
Right. So I don't understand why it's so low. It's just...
It's fiber, right? So fiber feeds this short chain fatty acids. It feeds the colonic mucosa so they can produce these short chain fatty acids. Mm-hmm. So we want to look at, you know, sometimes when people are on like a low FODMAP diet or they're, you know, they just don't eat a lot of high fiber foods. They don't eat a lot of vegetables or they're eating more of their fiber as cooked food, like grains and beans and things like that. They're not going to see as good a butyrate vegetable fiber. So I would say, you know, that's going to be helpful. And butyrate, you know, in the short chain fatty acids helps to feed the bifidus and the good bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is leading to an imbalance in those bacteria.
Okay.
Allowing the commensals to override them.
Right. That's an easy fix. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know how much you get into diet with her, but it's worth looking at. So then we have the sensitivity and they don't usually do it on the commensals because the commensals generally you don't attack them. Boom, boom. We usually crowd them out by adding extra of the probiotics, the natural flora, the normal flora. So she's got a decent profile here where there are some antifungals that are going to work. She's got three of them that are in the high sensitivity zone, caprylic acid, which you find in coconut, mm-hmm. or you can get a separate supplement of plant tannins, and then grapefruit seed extract. So mm-hmm. all of the culprits that we all often like, oh yeah, just put them on berberine and oregano and get rid of their stuff. That ain't going to work here, right?
Right.
Because those are low sensitivity. So we want to look at a rotational plan for her. And if this has been a problem ongoing, I would say we'd want to look at biofilm disruptors. This, you know, seems to be an acute situation in response to the antibiotics. So, you know, you may or may not, you can discuss with her if she wants the extra work of having to do biofilm disruptors for a couple of weeks or 10 days before she starts these antifungal type herbs, right? And she's already on a low sugar diet, or if she's off sugar, low glycemic diet. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And she's getting her blood sugars are under control now.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So nystatin and all these other antifungals also work, but we want to go the route of
mm-hmm.
that's where she got in trouble in the first place is the pharmaceutical.
That's right.
Antifungals, but antifungals are pretty, these those things are really potent. They have a lot of potential for liver toxicity. So mm-hmm. you could keep people off of that, you know, certainly would go to nystatin first, but let's look at the plants and let's look at crowding this stuff out. So you say she's not a stressed out person.
She does 10 yoga classes a week.
Oh,
she's a meditator. She's a yoga. I mean, she's
okay.
She's got this great life.
And she sleeps enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has the MTHFR mutation. So, you know, she's now taking homocystex.
Okay.
You know, that just started a few weeks ago. It may take a little bit of time because her homocysteine was quite high.
It was high. Okay. Well, that's inflammation. So that's definitely.
Yeah.
Do you have any other ideas here?
And actually her C-reactive protein was high.
Okay. So there's inflammation going on here. And that inflammation can be the stress that's causing secretory IgA to be down.
Right.
Mental and physical stress, as well as inadequate nutrition, would result in low fecal IgA. So does she drink alcohol?
No.
Good.
She doesn't drink alcohol. She doesn't drink caffeine.
And she's thin and within her normal body weight?
She's starting to thin down. Yeah. She was a bit heavy before.
Okay.
You know, she had quite a thick midsection.
Okay. So that's getting better with the low glycemic diet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, glutamine could be helpful for supporting that. Vitamin A could be helpful for supporting that. I find amla, the part that's, you know, of the trifala, the Ayurvedic herb, amla tends to be really good at helping to restore that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd be careful about the Saccharomyces just because she already has a yeast overgrowth and I wouldn't want it to cross-react or have a problem. They say Saccharomyces oftentimes can help that. I don't think that's warranted in her case, but I would be looking at vitamin A. B1 is also good at healing the mucosa to help them be more, you know, prolific at producing secretory IgA. So vitamin A, B1, amla, vitamin C, glutamine, all of those things can be in the regime and you can figure out if you want to do all of them or some of them. Certainly look at it. Let's see what else you have to say here.
Trifala, A, B1, amla.
Yeah, well, amla is part of Trifala.
Okay.
You don't have to do, you can try it. I mean, if she's open to doing that, but the amla itself is the part that I found to be most helpful there.
Okay. And what else? B, B1, C, A.
Yeah.
There was another one. Oh, glutamine.
Yeah. And how's her D?
Well, it's coming up. It was in the pits. So we're building it up. The last time it was checked, it was at 30. I've got her on 50,000 milligrams once a week of the orthomolecular B3.
Okay. We'll see how far that comes up. But she definitely has to get that up because that's very important for the mucosa. All right. So fiber-wise, really ask her what she's eating. Make sure she's getting enough raw fiber as long as it doesn't aggravate her gut, because that's the stuff that's going to feed, you know, the vegetable fiber, salad type stuff, celery and lettuce and things like that.
Okay.
And then good probiotics. Does she eat any probiotic containing foods or just take probiotic?
She's just started to eat some fermented vegetables.
Right.
Yeah.
Great. Well, she can actually fortify those fermented vegetables with some extra probiotics. So bifidus, I would probably focus here on just some extra bifidus. Whatever you're giving her now, add some extra bifidus to it.
Okay.
Which of the custom probiotics is she on? Is she on the D-lactic acid free? Is she on there?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I would get the bifidus and just add some extra bifidus to that because it doesn't tend to be as high in bifidus as it could be.
Okay.
And I think the bifidus would throw this over the edge. I think some of the activity of some of these antimicrobials that she tested for could be very helpful. Where did it go? Could be helpful in possibly getting those bacteria, those overgrown, out of the way. But I think you're going to crowd them out if you crowd in some more. Caprylic acid, I've successful. I think brain octane oil is one of my favorites because it's easy to add to food and it's very high in the caprylic acid. It's like, it's the extract of the coconut oil and mostly caprylic acid. Of course, she could get pills, but, you know, it's just another pill. Why not give her something she can just throw on food, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Plant tannins, there's one called Virucin. I forget the name of the company. They have one called Tannelbit, which is the plant tannins, but that has dairy in it. So really be careful about that.
Yeah.
Somebody who is dairy free, somebody said, oh, take that. And she's suddenly like, well, ever since I started taking these supplements, I feel crappy. And it turned out there's dairy in the tannel.
Yeah, she's off of dairy now.
Yeah. So Virucin is the one that's a good plant tannins. I think that Thorne might have a plant tannin as well. I don't remember the name of it. And grapefruit seed extract. I have mixed feelings about grapefruit seed extract. It can be potent. It can be strong. There's some mixed feelings about whether it's actually the grapefruit seed or other things that they put in it to when they're extracting it. I think the Uva-Ursi is high enough that you could rotate that in if you wanted to, but maybe 4 or 5 days of each.
Okay.
She's open to doing the biofilm disruptors too. I would start with biofilm disruptors like serrapeptidase. Maybe do that 7 to 10 days before actually starting the rest of this. So it really, it's just kind of breaking down the film and now you can get in and start attacking. That's just the way I do it. And then I keep doing the biofilm disruptors while I'm doing this. But I find sometimes if you start the killer ones too soon before you disrupt the biofilm, it's a waste.
Okay.
Okay.
Serrapeptidase,
yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty easy to find. I think, pretty sure Seeking Health probably has it and Pure Encapsulations probably has it. SARS, the butyrate, you know, increasing the bifidus and increasing the fiber. Resistant starch can be helpful. I'm a little leery of it with people with blood sugar imbalance, even though it's supposed to be less problematic, but you know, taking potatoes and having them when you have a, even though they're cold. So looking at resistant starch, things like lentils and cold potatoes and a few others, you just look up resistant starch and get a list of that.
Okay.
But that'll help to feed it and grow the butyric acid. You can always take a butyrate supplement, but
it's funny, you know, because she eats a lot of beans.
Yeah, well, not all of them are going to be that. And you really want to get her making sure she's eating a lot of vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it's the non...
I think it's the lack of the vegetables more than anything that's going on here. Okay.
Yeah, the vegetables are the primary there. Pancreatic enzyme or plant enzyme, whichever she prefers. Definitely do that with all her meals.
Okay.
And then, you know, as far as the blood, right, it's just something to watch. Because, like I said, ask her to look around to see if there's a fissure, if she has somebody that can check her out, you know, her mom or her, she's a nurse or if she has a doctor or whatever, to really look to see if there is a hemorrhoid or anything. Ask her if she sees any blood on the toilet paper ever when she's wiping.
Okay.
Okay, if it's occult, it's in the stool, so she wouldn't see it, but she would see the dark stools.
Right.
Right, and it's just possible that there was. But the good news is there's no inflammation, right? If I'd seen some of these inflammatory markers up, lactoferrin, calprotectin, lysozyme, if I'd seen those elevated, I'd be concerned about potential of inflammatory bowel or early inflammatory bowel disease. These are all really fine, actually well below the thresholds, like well below the thresholds. So even though she has high homocysteine, high CRP, there is an inflammatory response. I suspect there might be an autoimmune thing going on somewhere with those numbers being high.
Mm-hmm.
But it could just be, you know, she didn't know she had the MTHFR. And is it a homozygous?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she needs more of the folate. Just watch out that she doesn't also have the COMTs, and then she throws herself off if she takes too much. But you said she's real calm and mellow, so it's probably fine. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's basically that. I don't really see much else.
Okay.
Yeah, I think this could help her a lot. Just keep an eye on have her keep an eye on this color of the stools. And check for a fissure, a little bit of blood on the stool if she sees that.
And it could be a polyp as well, right?
I mean, it could be a polyp. It could be further up. Right. It could be further up in the GI tract. If the stools are dark, you're thinking it's older blood versus if they're red or they have a coating of blood on them that it's local. So it could be in the stomach even. Does she have any reflux symptoms?
No. Well, she doesn't complain about it, but she burps a lot.
Mm.
She burps a lot, like more than the average person.
Okay. Well, you know, there may be. Ask her about sore throat. Ask her about a little bit of a cough. Ask her if she ever has any burning in her esophagus.
Okay.
You know, if it's she needs to sit, make sure she sits up after eating. If she lays down, does it get worse? You know, just try to ask her some of those questions to rule out hiatal hernia instead of reflux. basically because that one can cause the other.
Mm-hmm.
Does she have children?
Yes, she has one son.
How old?
He's 22.
Okay. So she's had a baby a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any questions, comments? Let's see if anybody else has any questions or comments. Who do we have on?
Oh, lots in the chat.
All right. Good. Let me look. Yeah. And anybody else has anything to contribute? Love it. Let's see.
Oh, Lynn, thanks for the links.
Yep. Yeah. So these guys are talking about what we just talked about, which is further up, right? Cause they're black and tarry. Janine, hi Janine, busy day. And then Rose, you've been on my webinars all day, sitting on your butt. You got to do what I do, stand up.
Well, you know, we used to get notifications when these calls, when the recordings were available.
And they're not doing that?
I'm not getting those.
Okay. Lynn, will you write that down? We have a lot of things that have to be followed up with.
I've already talked to Doreen and she's looking into it.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Cause that needs to happen. So, you know, usually just so you know, usually we promise them within 72 hours. Sometimes we can get them up sooner, but it's not like instant teleseminar where it's immediately up and you just have a link and go to it. We have to download them and then upload them and then put them on the page. And so depending on what day it is or how many calls there were in one day, like today was a ridiculous number. We usually 72 hours is what we help. We explain. We used to say it in the weekly newsletter. Hey, the new calls that are up are, and I think that got removed a while back, but we're looking at fixing things. Let the receive tickets are. Okay.
Oh, I heard you announced the new website today.
Yeah, it should be ready on Monday. I'm excited. I'm going to play with it over the weekend and make sure all the pages look good, and hopefully we can open it up to everybody on Monday. So it's been a long haul. Then we're going to work on the INE website once we get everything uploaded. We learned a few things in setting up the new website that will make the call recordings and the basically the call recordings much easier to manage and hopefully have tags on them so you know what's in them. Like this would say, you know, stool test, right? So Lynn, let's write that down somewhere so we can keep track of it, because we have to go back to some of them. You know, that we went to a doctor's data stool test on this one, and then whatever other things, if we have lists, then we can actually tag them and you can find things that way. That's our goal. Okay, so what else? Plant tannins, yarrow, almost plantain, astringents. All right. Okay, so module one. Yeah, so welcome to you guys who are new, Janine and Lynn Rose, and who else is on here tonight. Lynn Rose is a herbalist and a homeopath, so she has a lot of great information to share with all of us. There we go. Lynn put up the link there, Susan, for the virusin. Mm-hmm. Skull cap. What was the skull cap for? I missed what the question was there. Was it for the, is that one of the plant tannins? Would glutamine be helpful for her gut? Yeah, we talked about that earlier. It could be. We just have to watch that she doesn't. One thing to watch out for, guys, when you prescribe glutamine to people, most people react fine to it, but some people are going to, they're going to react poorly in that they're going to get anxious, or the word I like to use is hypervigilant, more hypervigilant. We have certain people who are hypervigilant, right? They want to get everything right and they ask lots of questions. And if they get more like that, or they get more anxious or homicidal, suicidal, then you need to back off on the glutamine, because it can be converting into glutamate and not going to GABA, and they get a buildup of the excitatory neurotransmitters. Lynn Rose asked, is the stool very foul smelling? Have you asked her that? And her breath?
Yeah, they're not.
They're not. Okay, yeah. I won't touch it. I'm hypervigilant already. Yeah. Bicolin for the biofilm. Okay. Okay, good. That's good to know, because I've been using just serrapeptidase. So Bicolin skull cap. There you go. There's another option for the biofilm. Do you have a suggestion as to how to dose it, Lynn? Lynn Rose. I have to always say Lynn Rose so we can distinguish between Lynn and Lynn Rose. Both of them are like powerhouse dictionaries. Okay. Anything else? Do you have any other questions? Anybody else have anything? Otherwise, we'll move on to the next person. You good?
Yeah. Great. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. Anytime, my pleasure. So I'm going to stop my share. And there we have. So we have Lynn and me and Susan, Lynn, Michelle, Cynthia, Valerie, Lara, Janine, Martha. Martha. Is Martha on twice or is it two Marthas? We have two Marthas, don't we? So Maria said she had some questions. Anybody else have questions? You know, write in the chat and say, I have a question, and then I'll get to you. Questions or comments would be awesome. So there's Maria. Hi.
What's up?
There you go. Hey.
Hey. Okay, so I would love your input on maybe brainstorm ideas for Black Friday. I wasn't thinking about that, but actually we were in our accountability call today with Susan and Patty, not Susan, but Isabel. And then Isabel's sister says, you know, Black Friday is coming. Why don't you pre-sell for the New Year's? And I said, what a great idea. So, yeah. So here is what I was thinking about. I was thinking about actually pre-selling a few things, but I don't want to do too much. So I need some, you know,
focus.
focus, yes. Okay. A few options that came to my mind is to do my lifestyle booty camp of the 6-week thing.
Right.
And that would be the group.
Yep.
So that is one option. The other option is, and again, I'm not saying that I only have to have one. I can have multiple ones. Mm-hmm. Then I have this thing that is called a personal training taster. That is 3 sessions of, 30 minutes or 60 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that's a way for people to get, you know, to see me and see if there is a fit. It's kind of discounted.
That would be just for the in-person folks.
Well, I'm thinking that
online.
Yes. So I can offer that online and in person for the ones who are local. They can come to me if they, you know, and that wouldn't change the price whatsoever.
Okay.
Because that new structure that we came up in our NAPT, you know, thing of me just recording the movements and then giving in the exercise, I think that's really going to be great. So, and the other one is I have this thing that I'm changing the name instead of being a health makeover, because makeover is a little too much, but it's 4 sessions, is 1 session of 90 minutes and then 3 sessions of 45 minutes, which you and I discussed that maybe doing like a half a day VIP instead. Remember when we had our one-on-one?
Yep.
So these are the things. So there is personal training there, and the lifestyle booty camp, that would be a group for sure.
Okay, give me price points on each of these.
Huh?
Give me the regular price point on each of these.
Okay, so the lifestyle, $297 without any discount.
Right.
The personal training, I think, is like for 3 sessions of $49. Already discounted half price is $49.99.
Wait. So that's discounted.
Yeah, that's already discounted.
If you're selling that as a bundle, what are you going to sell it as?
A bundle with
3 sessions of 30 to 60 minutes.
30 minutes. That would be $49 with 50% off. And 60 minutes would be $99 with 50% off.
Okay, so basically it would be $297 if we did
$60.
You don't want to go below that unless you just want to give a taste.
And I know, and this is really for the taste, and this is low price, by the way. I mean, even you know, it's very, very, very low price, even on the normal price. the health, the 30 days, the 4 session thing, I charge $300 today. Actually, I'm sorry, $350. So and I think they it should be high because I never do the time right. That's why we discussed about maybe doing half a day VIP.
$497.
Huh?
That should be $497.
Yes.
Okay. So a couple of ideas, right? So if you're going to do a Black Friday sale, to get people to jump, right? They've never had a taste of you before. They're not going to get excited about, oh, wow, Black Friday sale. I'm going to spend $500.
Yeah, no, that's a normal price. Absolutely. That's a normal price.
So you have to offer something that's a loss leader, basically.
Yes.
To get them in the door and then be able to continue them in your program. There might be a way to bundle, like the boot camp is normally $297. The training sessions are normally, you know, $297, but today only Black Friday, you're going to get both for $297, a bundle.
Oh.
Okay.
So oh, I see.
Right?
I see. Yeah. And you know what? Offering this personal training for 30 minutes for somebody who I don't know, it's not good.
Yeah.
It has to be 60 minutes.
You can't do 30 for somebody you don't know. That could be follow-ups for somebody who's motivated, inspired. So basically you're giving away your booty camp, which is easy because it's
a group.
It's group. And that's one option. What can you come up with that is an under $100?
Well, it's not too exciting though. Well, I'm not going to say that. You know, there is always the blood sugar, the blood chemistry thing that I like to do that, you know, assessment, but people are probably not be thinking about, that's not very exciting. People are thinking about cleanses. They're thinking about.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. People love getting their body assessed. They love getting like a chemistry lab thing.
Maybe I could, well, okay.
So a lot of times when we do a Black Friday thing, we'll just take this big bundle of stuff. Usually it's ebooks or program or whatever. And we just like bundle it all together and make it under $100. And they're like getting us like $600 or $800 worth of stuff for $89 or $77 or something.
Oh, the personal training is under $100.
Per session.
If for three sessions, that's $99 already discounted.
The one session, you're saying.
Three sessions of 60 minutes.
Three sessions of 60 minutes is $297.
Well, $99 discounted. Yes, 50% off. $99
for the three sessions.
Yes, it's very discounted. Yes, I know.
Oh, that's a no-brainer. I guess somebody's going to give me a personal training, three personal training sessions. Sign me up.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, there you go. Lynn, you're in. Right? I got you. Yes.
Right. Okay. Well, I thought you meant there were 99 per session, and I'm like, okay.
Now, if I were, so 75. The normal price would be $225. The normal price would be $225.
Okay, so you can actually do. I mean, I don't know how you feel about this. It depends on what your goal is to make a little money, but because
get exposure,
you're not going to make a lot of money, right?
No,
little money. If you had a huge list, you could sell like $1,050 widgets or $30 widgets and make a bunch of money, right? We've done that where we bundled a whole slew of stuff together.
Yeah.
And we made it $37. And it was a program that never sold before when we kept trying to sell it. And then a bunch of ebooks that were easy to get, but tons of people, like 100 people bought it. We made $4,000. That's good money for a 3-day sale, right? Mm-hmm. So how many people do you have on your own list?
It's 1,800, but I don't trust them. I know I keep saying that. That sounds very negative. I should change my mindset.
Okay, so 1,800. Let's just say it's a decent enough number for you to sell enough people if you make an irresistible offer.
If they're fucking open to mail. Sorry, ladies.
True. I know, but that's everybody's story is that. I have over 100,000 people on my list. They don't all open their mail.
Okay. I know. Let's fire them.
Let's fire them. Right. All right. So if you were to bundle something like your lifestyle booty camp plus three sessions, how much do you normally sell? What did you sell it for when you sold in the intro, the one you're doing right now?
97.
Okay. I'm going to share with you guys, and I can you know, I can show you where you can get the information on this. Frank Kern, he's a major internet marketer, does this thing called the 4-day cash machine. And you basically make this ridiculously irresistible bundle. Like one thing is the primary thing that you reduce the price of it like half what it normally would sell for, a third of what it normally would sell for. And then you bundle in like these four bonuses that all together are worth a lot. But they're digital, so who cares, right? You basically then send out emails 4 days in a row, which would work because you could do a pre-Black Friday, or you can do it started on the day before when everybody else is still eating turkey, right? You can send it out the day before, and then you can lead it in. You figure it out, but 4 days in a row. And you're basically sending almost the exact same email every day. And when I saw this, I'm like, nobody's going to go for this. Nobody's going to open this. And all of a sudden, we had like 100 sales. Another time, we sold $15,000 worth of stuff in 4 days. This was, my list was not 100,000 back then. It was much, 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 much smaller. So when you make it so irresistible that people, they're like, nobody, that's why Black Friday sales, people bang each other down and, you know, stomp each other to get this stuff that on a normal day, they wouldn't buy this crap, right? You couldn't give this stuff away on a normal day. Oh, and then you're going to have this and that, and everybody's all excited. And so that's the fury of what you want to do, if you want to do that. I mean, if you want to get into the Black Friday thing, that's what you have to do. You're competing with a lot of airwaves. So you have to make it so like, holy cow, I've always wanted to work with Maria. She shows me all these squat things, and now I can get all her whole 6-week booty camp plus 3 personal training sessions with her for $99. Like, wow.
Okay, that's
right?
You're talking about me working for free.
But the booty camp is all, it doesn't matter whether you have 5 people in it or 100 people in it.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
Right? So that's the goal. The goal is for them to get to know you and to start to spend a dollar. Now, the other thing, you don't have any little stuff, right? You don't have any stuff that you could sell for $27.
Not yet.
Not yet. Right.
And I'm not going to have it by next week.
No, you're not. So you want to work with what you have.
So, okay. So you.
But I think.
Go ahead.
Don't have a set, you haven't created buying behavior amongst your people yet. Right. You're just starting to do this. Right. You do your private sessions and all, but to actually create your list that gets to buy, you haven't created that muscle for them. So you want to create that muscle. You want to make it easy for them to go, holy cow, I can't resist that. Right. And what you could do is you've got features in the booty camp, right? You pull something out of that and you just, oh, and you're also going to get this. You're going to get this amazing recipe guide, and you're going to get this amazing, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like pull some stuff out. So there's 5.
Yeah. I had like the recipe a week, and I had the 30-minute pre-call, you know.
No, don't do that one. Don't do that one because that's your time.
Okay. Don't do a pre-call. Don't do a pre-call.
You're going to throw in these trainer sessions, which is going to throw it over the top. And that's going to help you to actually get more practice with doing the online training sessions, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I think that creating something that's one offer that's irresistible. When you look at your booty camp, when you offered it just recently, were there specific bonuses?
Yeah, that's what I did. I gave the kind of weekly recipe thing, and and then the 30-minute pre-call.
What else?
Those are the two that I did.
Okay, so what I would look at is what's in the booty camp, or what's some of the things you give people as a handout that you can throw into this bundle.
Okay.
It could be a
instead of the 60-minute personal training, or you want me to throw more? Okay, you want me to extract a list?
I want you to have 5 things, right?
5 things for free.
5 things total in the bundle. The booty camp, the personal training, maybe you only get 1 personal training session, you know, and then you
can
price even more, and as opposed to a bundle. That way they get to know you. So the booty camp, a personal training session, then maybe you also do the pre-call, you know, the planning call, and you do the weekly recipe, And okay. One more thing, and one of the things I think would be hot for you is you have this way you put on your refrigerator this the little checklist. You put the little man here and put the little weight there and the there, right?
Yeah.
You create that on a simple spreadsheet. Put your logo at the top. I mean, it's something you can do yourself. You don't even have to get a graphics person.
Like a calendar, I mean?
Like a, yeah, the weekly fitness weekly fitness check sheet. I've drawn a blank on what it can be called. But basically it's some simple little thing that.
Like a one page monthly thing, you mean?
With the way you do it, however you do it, when you put it on your refrigerator and you show them how, right?
Yeah.
You just have that and you have a picture and you have your little designs at the bottom.
Ah, I see. And each day I put it, I could design like a.
Okay, did it. Yay, did it. Yay, did it. Right? So they keep track of their fitness.
Could design that has 5 days off working out and then 2 days off. And each day that they are working out, I put one of those smiley faces, the emoji thing. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, and you can have a legend off the side. You have the emotional smile, and you say, put this on every day you exercise. Put this little guy with this over here with the weight thing on the days you do weight training. And you just show them on the legend what they do.
Uh-huh.
I just think that's a cool thing because I love the way you do that. You make it a game.
Right. Okay, so the Lifestyle Booty Camp, and maybe just give one personal training session. That would be good. That would be much better.
The Lifestyle the Booty Camp, one personal training session,
the recipes,
and the fitness tracker. Fitness tracker. Yeah, Lynn and I came up with this at the same time. I didn't see what you said. I said fitness tracker. Yes.
Okay, booty camp, that's one. PT number two, weekly, okay. All right, I got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you feel like is the minimum you would want to sell something like that for, that pattern?
Yeah, well, but you're saying that we got to keep it under $100, right?
Yeah. Well, then take one of the private things out. Just do one private session. But you just told me you sell the three personal training sessions for $99.
And
a lot less of your time.
Well, the Lifestyle Booty Camp takes time. I'm telling you, I was on the call yesterday for 2 hours with my five people.
Wow.
I'm not saying that I want to do that going forward. I'm monitoring. I'm learning.
Learning. But this is, it doesn't matter whether you have, you know, if you
connect
to 10 people that buy this, it's an extra $1,000 that you make. And it's
and the idea is to upgrade them.
Right. And they have to know that that's what this is going to cost them way more. And they'll see it. They'll feel like, oh no, look, she's selling it now for $100 just for $300 just for that.
So we can say that this is, we can put that kind of thing of value, right? Okay, so the Lifestyle Booty Camp value is $297.
Right.
And then the personal training session is $75 as a value, and then put some value on the other stuff. So this is going to be, you know.
So $297.
We're talking about $400-something.
The nutrition consult value is $100. The weekly recipe, what?
Yeah, I think we had put like $17 or something like that, or $10, whatever we had put it before. But
okay, so and then you've got that one, the fitness chart.
The tracker, yeah. That's just a sheet, but I understand that, you know, make it a little bit more fun.
Time to do it, so $20. So, okay. So your value of this is going to be like $500.
Yeah. So for 97, holy shit. Okay. The purpose is that.
Right.
And, okay. You know what? Here's the deal. Today, my Lifestyle Booty Camp has 6 sessions. How about I decrease? And the first one is like more introductions and things like that. Maybe I could combine these introductions to be short And in the same session, in session number one, as I talk to mindset, how about that?
You can do that. Make it five. Five's a nice round number. It's an even odd number. People like that.
Yeah. So it's 5 weeks only.
Yeah.
You know.
And you're going to start right after the first of the year so that people.
Yeah, I was thinking like in the second week of when the kids go back. When do the kids go back to school that the parents have some time?
You're probably better off doing it the second week of January. That way you have that whole first week to be promoting it.
Well, I will be promoting for Thanksgiving and obviously in December and then January.
And then you'll have another big push.
Right? Yeah, maybe the week of the 15th of January. That I think the kids are going back to school probably in that second week. Mm-hmm. So they can settle down or something.
Yep.
And then the goal is, so that would be actually, that is actually works very well because I'm thinking to launch my Sweet Redemption in February when people already fall off the wagon with their gym and their resolution so they can get into blood sugar. So if we start on 15, 16, so that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So in the fifth week is going to be February 16th. I could launch my blood sugar on the week of the 19th.
Okay.
So they can jump from one to the next.
Yep.
And new folks can just jump on the new.
Right. You just have to be ready with the launch. Now, here's your goal, Maria. In that trainer session, your goal is not to just give them a training session and say goodbye.
Right.
Your goal is to entice them and see how amazing this is and offer them a package of training sessions with you.
Right.
And also if we can get that group sessions going, then to get them into that, like, you know, a bundle might be two or three private sessions to get them going and then they get into the group.
Yeah. And I'm thinking hopefully by then I'll have it all that done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just have to read the recorded, the organization of it. But, okay, that's good. Okay, that sounds good. So I got one more thing.
So Lynn says, Lynn Rose says, maybe the first five responders get a free session for Valentine's Day. Like that idea or something. The first five get something. It's a little harder to do first fives in a Black Friday sale.
Okay, how about this? I did think about the bring one, the BOGO thing, but I cannot offer for $97 then, you know? Bring one and get the other one free or with discounted. What does the BOGO means actually? Bring one, something about getting the second one free or bring a friend thing. There is actually an acronym for that. You know, that could entice them because then the two people can
work together.
Yeah. They can split the price or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Martha
had an idea. She said, what about tossing in a free cooking lesson as a Facebook video? Then you'd have it in your files as well.
I like that. Yeah. So that I can reuse. That's a good idea.
Yep.
So maybe I can, the personal training one, I could get that. That could be a good one because I can probably get them to sign up for other stuff.
Right. Yeah, you can leave.
I don't know if one is enough, but at least they will have a taste. You know, they might.
You just make it the best session ever. The best session they ever had. And they're going, how do I continue to do this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, maybe I can think about this cooking thing.
Yeah, that's an idea too. Good one.
Okay, I can do just like even if it is like a smoothie thing, and it's very simple.
Very simple.
Right?
How to pack it in, like a pre-workout type of a pre and post-workout kind of thing, or post, you know, whatever. Lead it to the fitness piece.
Right.
People don't know how to eat before they, you know, or when to eat when they do it. Here's a drink that you can have like an hour after you eat, after you work out to really repair your cells.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, good. So, and maybe don't have to maybe answer this, or maybe you can give me some guidance. But I, you know, by the way, I gotta say, I just got back from the Mindset Mastery Retreat.
Yeah, I saw you at that.
Man, that was fantastic.
That's great.
Man, I mean, she's good. I'm telling you.
Who is it that doing this?
Fabienne Fragerson. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is. The woman is a master in the sales thing, I'll tell you. Yeah, she might read the freaking slides, but that's not her thing, you know. But it's very compelling message. I felt that the group, you know, I went to Sharla, right? And Jesse. The people at Fabienne's, the energy is incredible, absolutely incredible. She brings, you know, she brings a nice group of people, mostly women, all kinds of ages, you know, some people on health, you know, and wellness in there, all kinds of, they're all entrepreneurs. Most of them are very, you know, but she takes them into different levels of revenue, right? But very useful information, although I hadn't listened to it. But being there with the group is just, they're very open, very caring, very, I mean, great. Literally. So anyway, I got out of the bed, which maybe I should have, you know, I've been getting these signs once in a while, but a few people who are in her program have been for a while, you know, ask me, this is, what are you passionate about, you know, and all those things. And I said, well, the blood sugar says you should just focus on that. You should just focus on one thing. Don't confuse people with multiple things. So, you know, and that is fine. And I don't know. What do you think about that?
I've been told that forever. And yeah. I'm always all over the place. I think that when you find one thing and you focus on it, you can sharp, you can be laser focused. You're not distracting yourself. People know what to know you for. Yeah. And you build you build up your reputation. You build up your income stream. And then you can go, okay, now I'm going to add to this. You know, I want to learn from my mistakes was build something and then go, oh, what do they need next? They need this, and then build that. Uh-huh. Oh, what do they need next? And then they build that, instead of going back and saying, I'm going to keep remarketing this to a different audience and market this till I get really good at that, get the revenue back, and then move to the next one. So it takes longer. The more products you have, the longer it takes for you to be truly successful financially with the selling it.
And that's what they were kind of telling me.
Yeah. And so here's the thing. You have the passion with the blood sugar, but the passion with the fitness. And I think that a combination of that, where the blood sugar with a really big emphasis on the fitness. Now, I make a little emphasis on, you know, of course, I talk about, you know, bursting all that. next week, all that kind of stuff. But to have a really well thought out fitness piece of it, right? So the nutrition are super important for you.
Yeah.
So you can do both of those within the context of blood sugar balance.
Yeah.
Really, you see this I Thrive that's out right now on blood sugar, on, you know, the diabetes, that's the extreme end of it. People are aware, their awareness. I love that this is out there because people's awareness is being raised as to the importance of this critical nature of getting the blood sugar balanced. And if we can feed in to that from the standpoint of, do you want to wait until, like him, you can't even feel your feet and he's feet in the fire and they're burned? Or do you want to know 20 years before you get to the point where medicine can diagnose you? Uh-huh. That you're headed down that path. I can help you do that.
Yes. Yeah, no, I'm not thinking of forgetting my fitness now. No, not that.
You can have a really good, you can have a blood sugar boot camp.
I think that could have that. So my lifestyle boot boot camp should be blood sugar boot camp or sweet redemption.
Well, really,
boot camp,
the first one you're doing right now really is focused on blood sugar because you're doing it for PCOS. So that is a blood sugar focus.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just the small little tweaks, you know, that I'm going to be doing, but I actually, this lifestyle, the one that I'm doing right now, I'm going to reuse, you know, the format.
Absolutely.
There's not much different, but, so you also think that's what they said. They said that if you focus, then you can get the credibility faster. They will know, okay, get your name for something. Okay. So, you know, we can talk more about that. The other thing is they also recommend, I had like a 10-minute one-on-one coaching thing. And I said, look, my goal is 2018, $100,000 revenue. Mm-hmm. And then I went with my plan that you know what it is. And she's just looking at me, says, you're not going to like what I got to tell you. And she's like, I would suggest you create a program that is $10,000. And just focus on getting 10 people like that, you know, for that. And that is, you know, that is one way. And I said, well, I have people having trouble to pay, you know, this as well. They are not your ideal client. You would have to target differently, right?
And you also have to change your mindset about it.
Right.
We were talking, I said, you need this high end. And you freaked out when we said to have one that was $1,000 or $2,000.
Right. Well, I have, yeah. And I agree 100%. But I left there thinking, you know what? I guess what I got to figure out is, I know you have your ERC that, you know, this would be obviously a long program, right? And I cannot is a bad word, but, you know, focusing on blood sugar only for $10,000, that's not realistic.
No,
but it would be a more
in with the blood sugar. That's what I did with ERC. I got them in with blood sugar through my Before Be Gone program, which was the precursor to Sweet Spot. They came in through that. And at the end of that, I said, you know what? Blood sugar isn't the only thing you need to work on. I said, what's your next steps? We need to look at, do you have adrenal distress? What's going on with your digestion? What's going on with your thyroid? What's going on in the other parts of your body? And I led them in and I made them an offer for the ERC program. And we had 100 people in the Before Be Gone program. And we ended up getting like 40 people. Not all of them were from there, but we got 40 people into that first ERC program. Right. So, and I started it at 2000 and now there's a $15,000 level, right? Or $40,000 level.
Let me ask you this. Do you see, I don't have, maybe in 10 years, I'll have, you know, partially your knowledge and material. So, you know, so let's be realistic about this. So, I don't know how to formulate this. I don't need all the answers right now, but just thoughts for me to brainstorm is, you know, meet all these fantastic people. Even in our program, I met some great people over there that focus in other parts of health and well-being that really, I believe, that can add value to a group like that. So, you know, this 10K would be a one-on-one thing, but really, I think I would like to have like guests, you know, I don't want to be the only one talking. And so if I just look into my portfolio of people with great knowledge that can add to me, it could be like a monthly call kind of thing, you know, with added folks bringing different perspective of health and wellness, mental, you know, even stuff for kids, but that cannot be one-on-one anymore. So, you know,
here's the thing, Maria, it's a combination. What you're paying a lot of money for is they don't care about materials. They care about the transformation that you can give them. Right.
Yeah.
What's coming from here, what you're going to personalize to them.
Yeah.
You can sell a $10,000 program and have no content. Structured approach that you're taking them through to get their health back. The content's an added bonus. People love that. Oh, we have somebody coming in to talk about essential oils, right? We have somebody coming in to talk about herbs. We have somebody coming in to talk about mindset. We have somebody coming in to talk about, you know, more in-depth fitness, or probably you're the only one to, you don't really want to set yourself up as the fitness person. So keep that. Yoska's going to come in and talk about how, you know, your adrenal glands are bonked out. You don't have to create all that. In fact, I know a lot of people who've created programs where everything is from somebody outside. They're providing the coaching. Huh. That's some extra stuff that's giving them the extra pieces. And then you can have a discussion with each one individually. You can have a combination of once a month, one-on-one call, once a month, small group call. Once a month, bring in a guest and have a great thing. That's a program. You may have a VIP day like we talked about. Everybody gets one or two VIP days, one at the beginning. You create their fitness plan. You create their kitchen plan. You take them in the kitchen. I mean, you do this whole thing. They get that right at the beginning. You could charge $10,000 for just that eventually, right? But you get people in there. Then you're guiding them through the year. And then you're meeting them on this regular basis and providing them support. And then maybe midway through, you have another half-day VIP day, right, to help them to reformulate. So there's a lot of ways to create a $10,000 program, and it's not as hard as you think.
Yeah, okay, because I was thinking how, you know, because then I would be people, you know, I might sell one this month, I might sell another one another month, you know, or whatever that is. So they're not going to be coordinated like in a group. So if I bring, but maybe there is a way that if I bring the speakers, then I can open up to the entire clientele or not, or maybe charge, I don't know. You know, I'm thinking, how can I unite these different people coming in?
Start with being the one-on-one.
Right.
Right. And then as you build and you get more people, then you can branch it into a group thing.
Yeah. I got to think about the speakers to leverage them, you know. Or maybe this would be in the future or something after I have a few.
When I first offered my ERC program, I didn't have content created. I knew what I wanted to do, right? So I had three levels, $2,000 level, a $5,000 level, and a $10,000 level. The $10,000 level to me was a joke at the time. It's like, ha, ha, ha. I'm just going to say I have a $10,000 level, but who's going to buy it? It sold out first. We oversold it, I said. And I only have six seats. We sold seven. Because it was really what I was selling was me working with them. Me working with them on a regular basis, providing whatever they needed. They went through my assessments. You have plenty of access to assessments, right? Give them handouts. You make them up as you go along. You have a repertoire of it. You just need to sit with how can you provide a transformation for somebody. And I think my idea would be you go through this boot camp a few times. You get the sense of what these people need. Where you feel limited in providing it to them in a group setting, how do you provide it in a one-on-one setting? And then all the materials you created from your boot camp naturally flow into your program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, we'll discuss more about that. But okay, that sounds give me some thoughts. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I'm going to look at what some of these people threw in here.
Okay.
People have ideas. I think this is helpful. Was this helpful for everybody to hear this, to just kind of brainstorm different ways that you can put things together?
Okay.
Let me see. Lynn says maybe include a resource ebook for items people might want to purchase. So if you do a demo, you just make of the shopping list.
As far as the food, but I also actually thought about creating a handout of kitchen gadgets, you know. Yeah. I know it's a small little thing, but actually I love it. I think it would be very helpful.
Oh, people love that stuff.
I'm like, okay, if you're going to ask for Christmas gifts, you know, ask for that. These are the things that you can cook with it. These are the things that you can do it with it.
Great. People love the stuff related to food.
Yeah.
No, I like that idea. Also, you know, one of the things you can do for a demo is do a done with you demo. So the people that are going to do it a week in advance, 3 days in advance, you send them their shopping list. Say, here's the ingredients you need to make these recipes with me. Mm-hmm. Go out and get it. You come in there, the kitchen, and then you're going, okay, everybody, pull this out. Let's put it in the blender. Okay, everybody. Now, if you do it on a Zoom thing, you can actually see them. We did that once with ERC. We had them on the Zoom, and I could see them in their kitchen, and they're doing it with me, and they're holding up the stuff, and it was so much fun. They absolutely loved it. And then now post pictures of your stuff when you're done. Now post it below, and you just get this activity going.
I like that. Send in advance. Send a list of ingredients in advance so they all get ready, you know.
Lynn Rose says, yeah, maybe you can do interviews like all the programs you're doing these days. Like we do the
interviews. That's what I mean.
We do the practice building success side. We try to do them once a month. I mean, we do at least one of them once a month.
Yeah.
For a while, we were doing one or two or three a month, but you basically bring people in that are experts and, and they love it. I've had people say, can I be one of your, I didn't even think to ask them because I thought they were too big for us. And they go, oh, can I do it? I want to come in. I had Lisa Sasevich ask me, like, can I be one of your experts? I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Now that's exactly right. It would be kind of interview stuff, you know? Yes. That's exactly the idea.
I'm interesting. Lynn says, I'm an iThrive. He almost seems like he's making it up as he goes sometimes, you know, the iThrive, watch it. I sent out a link to it the other day.
Okay.
And it's basically, he's doing a docuseries on diabetes. So I was one of the people he interviewed. What they do is they take pieces of your interview and they intersperse it at different points of the documentary. But what it is I think like this, there was one interview, like totally spontaneous, right? Whatever happened during the interview, he has some questions, but wherever it goes, it is very spontaneous. And I think one of them, he ended up like talking to this woman and got very teary. She got teary because she shared her story about how her mom said, well, I don't want to do this stuff. And it's too hard for me. And she died. And he was like, you know, I feel like it's too hard for me. I have this obesity problem. I have this food eating addiction problem. And I really want to do this and I want to save people, but I don't know how to do it. And you know that he got into tears. Is that what you meant, Lynn? Or do you think he was just, you know, that he was very spontaneous? And I think what people really want is genuineness. They want to feel us.
Feel
our heart. They don't want scripted. They want to feel that we're really there with them and we're going to flow. Right?
Yeah.
I really liked it, actually. This is Susan. Sorry to interrupt. What I liked about it is that it wasn't the typical functional medicine posse that he was interviewing. It was a much wider variety of people that he was interviewing and not the same people that you always see. And also you see this host who, you know, the guy's obese, right? And the first impression that you have when you see him is, what is this guy doing hosting a diabetes docuseries? But then you really understand that he's doing it because he wants to gain a better understanding for himself.
Right.
And I thought it was really genuine. I got a lot out of it, and I'm sending it to all kinds of people because I really think that they'll connect with it rather than all these talking heads from IFN.
Right. Right?
I remember seeing this, I think.
I sent out an email the other day. Accidentally got the wrong subject line, but I wasn't intending to do that, but my team got it screwed up. But the subject line was meet the number one killer in Mexico. And then I went on to talk about how passionate I am about blood sugar and how excited I was to be in this documentary.
I see. Okay. I will look at it because I remember seeing something about that.
What I see is it's raising people's awareness of what really all the things we talk about all the time that are the horrific things that can happen with diabetes and how it shifts your life. Our thing is that we don't deal with diabetes when it becomes diabetes. We don't deal with it even when it becomes insulin resistance. We deal with it before it becomes overtly diagnosable as insulin resistance. Pre-insulin resistance is what I like to call it. And that's what sets us apart. And when we can talk to people from the standpoint of the day-to-day symptoms that they're experiencing, that they think is just chronic fatigue, I'm a little depressed, and they're going to take an antidepressant, I'm a little constipated, And they put it all together. My blood pressure is a little high. The doctor put me on medication, told me to stop eating salt, right? When they realize that all of these things can be part of this blood sugar imbalance complex and that it can be devastating. And this kind of a documentary really helps to bring it to the forefront. So I hope that it gets like massive press. It's got some big names in it, but it like Susan said, it's not the big, the typical IFMs. It's more of the genuine down to earth, you know, the plant, a lot of the plant-based community, a lot right. of plant-based, Ocean Robbins, Caldwell Esselstein, Joel Fuhrman, Michael Greger, people like that, and me, who are really into, you know, food as medicine, the earth, the plants, right? Not that we're dogmatic anti-animals, so some of them are, but that it's that sort, like really getting back to, this is reversible. This is BS if they're telling you that it's not. It's total BS. And people say, oh no, diabetes isn't reversible. I argue with people. It's not reversible because as soon as they start eating sugar again, it comes back. I'm like, yeah, right. And when they break their leg, as soon as they fall down the stairs again, the leg breaks again. Does that mean their leg didn't get cured? Like seriously? So, right. Yes, you keep hitting yourself over the hammer, head with the hammer, your headache's going to come back.
You just wish you could talk like that. Oops, other peeps.
I do.
Okay. Well, into a certain degree, but I'll create space for other folks here. But before I go, I did feel good in the day one of that thing. There was, or day two. There was a woman. She's like an energy, lady, you know, and she actually sings. You know, she connects with the body through singing songs, angel songs, and things like that. It's kind of a woo-woo kind of thing, you know. But she comes to me and said, oh, I haven't met you yet. And then we start talking, and she's like starts, you know, making some kind of funny face or whatever and putting her hand in her stomach, you know, on her belly. And I said, your energy vibrates really big over here in my stomach. This is good. This is good. You just got to get out there and talk more to people, Maria. Whatever you do, I don't know what will you do. You just got to talk to people. And I said, oh, man. So I think that's good. That's good.
That is
so,
good. That is good.
Yes.
You're she said, she around all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. She says, if she says that's good, I don't need to know the details. I'll take it.
Just take it. You got a big message. And the biggest thing that gets in the way for most people is the fear of not being enough, not knowing enough, not being enough, not being articulate enough, not. And when we can get past that, or it's not that it ever goes away. I mean, it still comes up for me. I'm like, you just have to remind yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
My message is too big for me to stop sharing it because I'm afraid of what that person might think. And that when you get there, when you see what your value is, you're going to reach more people. And when you're committed in your value and you can say it out loud.
Right.
I have this program. I'll practice it. Oh, I have this program. Practice it now. You can make up the pro. If somebody says, okay, great, here's $10,000, do it. You make it up as you go along.
Look, I'm telling you. This was it for me. I got to move on. So meaning that, you know, I heard enough. I heard enough, you know.
One suggestion?
Yeah, no, what I mean is all positive. I wasn't cut you off in that way. What I'm saying is Maria is done, meaning that I just got to, the whole weekend, 3 days was talking about what you're talking about. You know, it's all getting us out of our own little fucking head. And going through all these different things that impact mindset and money and this and that and that and that. And I'm like, you know, what the fuck? I mean, I just got to do this shit and enough of this, you know? So, yes, I'm going to put in the schedule to start recording my stuff and don't look back and just do it and close my eyes and, you know, ask
you
for
know
divine
what?
Source.
Program out there, and the worst that can happen is nobody buys it.
Right.
Okay. What's going to happen for sure 100% if you don't put it out there?
Well, it's going to happen that I've got experience.
Nobody buys it.
Okay. Yeah, nobody buys it. Yeah.
If you don't do it, the worst thing that can happen.
Nobody's going to buy it either.
The worst thing that can happen is actually happening, right?
Yeah.
So if you don't step forward, you are making sure that the worst possible outcome of stepping forward happens.
That's correct.
So you just have to put it out there.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Nobody buys it. You're not in any worse shape than you were before. Right? Maybe you have some new insights onto languaging and why they didn't buy it.
Right.
But that's how I came to move to California to marry my husband. It was like I was out in the East and he was out in the West. And I said, what's the worst that can happen? I said, it doesn't work out. What's going to happen if I stay here and he stays there?
It's not going to work
out.
It's not
going to work out. Hell, I'm taking the chance. 32 years later, here we are. Okay? You've got to take chances. The thing that you want most is on the other side of your fear.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
The thing you want most. And it's just, let's just do it. Let's just right. do it. So I'm going to leave you with this.
Yeah.
I want you to practice. I heard this in an audiobook and I thought it was really funny. And he said, I want you to practice getting no as an answer so that it doesn't bother you anymore.
Right.
So I want you to talk to people about what you do. And I'm a coach and then say, well, what does it take to work with you? I want you to say, well, you know, my deluxe program is $10,000. Would you like to hear more about it? I mean, that's not how you would typically offer it. I want you to get practice saying that. My deluxe program is a $10,000 program. Would you like to hear what I have in that program?
Yeah. Well, then
I'm going to meet with you. I'm going to customize your fitness plan. I'm going to customize your nutrition. I'm going to help you prevent diabetes. I'm going to help you. And you just go from your heart about what the outcome is. I don't freaking care, and they don't either. How many webinars and how many visits and how many this and how many that? They care what the outcome is.
Yeah,
you might say that to somebody that you meet at a bar.
Right.
$10,000, that's nothing. Here, when do we get started?
Yeah, somewhat what the girl told me to do is just start calling your corporate folks from you had before. Just, and if they say, well, I have $500, so you create a program for $500 a month, you know, until you get the $10,000 client. Just get on the phone and just ask them to, you know, hey, I got a new program coming up and I would like to pick up your brain. You know, when can I talk to you? And I said, oh, okay. So then we schedule the time, you know, and see who responds to that and just go and see their input about it, you know, and then
that's
formulate.
That one-on-one clients. That is how you're going
to
do it.
She said to forget about the group, which I'm not going to
about the group, but I think that the fastest path to the cash is what you already know how to do is the one-on-one for everybody, you know, especially, you know, like somebody like Lynn, you know, been doing this for a long time. Your fastest way to get money is how you're getting money now, right? You want to create those other leveraged things so you're not stuck in time for dollars for the rest of your life.
Right.
Right. But practice it so that when they say no, you're like, of course, I just offered them the $10,000 program, right? But then when you offer them something lower, I put out the next year, I said, wow, all those people paid $10,000. I'm going to make that level $25,000 because I don't really want to do very many people at that. Nobody will buy it at $25,000. And then I had the other level at, you know, the gold and the silver, and it was much lower. And I thought that's going to look really attractive if I have a $25,000 program. So everybody's going to go, oh, I can't do that, but I'll do this one. So then $8,000 seems like, you know, pittance, right? So I put this out there, and guess what? I filled it. Six people, right? So the people are out there, right?
They're
just not in your vicinity. Actually, you are closer to them than a lot of folks because you're from corporate. So you do have these corporate people. Hey, I just wanted to check in with you. What's getting in your way? You know, how's it going? Are you feeling like you're really on the top of your game here? Is anything getting in your way? Oh, let's chat about that. Oh, well, I think maybe I can help you with that. How can I help you with that?
Yeah. Right? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Bye.
Let's see. Yes, Martha. She said, thank you for saying all that. So no need. So need to hear to erase those limiting beliefs. People gamble $10,000 in a minute and they're not afraid. So why should we be when we're offering something in benefit? And you know what? So many people do, right? There's these people, they go and they spend like $500 to get a ticket to a ball game. And then they spend, you know, $1,500 for airfare and lodging. I mean, I have a brother-in-law who does that. He does that every year. So he's $5,000 to go to the Super Bowl, plus the airfare, plus it, whatever. There are people who have discretionary income, right? And here's the thing. I always was like, but I can't have high time price programs because then I can't help I want to help everybody. I don't want to just be able to help rich people. But you know what? If you get some of those high paying clients, then you can help other people. You can do pro bono. You can have the programs that are lower priced. The way you help the people who don't have the money the most is to create a program for the people who do. Because then you feed your family, you pay your rent, you feel like, oh, well, I can give back. Does that make sense? Yes? Who's saying things that make sense? Let's see. Okay. I think we got these. I thrive. Interesting. Yeah, what is your ideal client need? That's another question to ask. We're going to do some more work on that in some group program, group calls. Let's see. Oh, as well as that Lascalzo woman. Yeah, so the thing is that their option to buy it, you don't just get the 9 videos, you get all 55 of the full interviews and transcripts of them. So, and they let you give it away. They let you buy one, $97, they'll give you a coupon to give somebody else to gift it. So I was looking at that and it said, well, I can get the online one, but I can also, if I get the physical one, they'll give you 2. So it's $200. You get 2 of the physical packages. Who would that make a really good Christmas gift for? Because I'm thinking of my family, right? Who would that make an ideal Christmas gift to, like, get them off their duffs to take this stuff seriously and see? I'm one of the featured people. I'm not big featured in it, but I'm in there. And guess what? There's all these other people who are saying the same thing that their silly sister's saying, right? So I'm going to get the 2, and that's going to be some of my Christmas gifts anyway, because you get all 55 of the full interviews. And I just want to get my own interview so I see what I look like and said. Thank you, Martha. Thank you for sharing that. And Lynn says, what would happen if you went on the path towards what's calling you? Martha said, I would dance by rainbows. Yay. Yeah. You can serve out of your abundance. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it feels good to be able to do that. It really does. So who else? Anybody else have questions, comments, things you want to discuss? Content, clients, marketing, sex, drugs, and rock and roll?
You said sex and I started talking.
She started talking.
Send me the man. Yeah, this is a new business for Amazon, shipping man. Here's the pre-qualifications of the man, and let's send it.
I would encourage all of you.
Uber the man. I like that.
What?
Uber the guys. You know, they have Uber Eats. Oh, how about Uber Beats? Uber Beats.
Now we're getting punchy. That's funny. I'm going to encourage all of you to sit down and just write a little one-page document about who's your ideal person, like the person you just adore working with, you would just love, whether it's somebody you've already worked with or you just envision. I like this person and she doesn't complain and she embraces everything I say and she is so excited about her health that she wants to learn new things and, you know, she's 37 years old and has 3 sets and 2 whatevers. So I really encourage you to write that up because you're going to start bringing yourself towards that. And everything you do in your marketing, you want to attract those people more like that. Cynthia, did you have something to add or ask?
Different track.
Sure.
So I was blessed to come across the Sacred Plant docuseries about cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
in the last couple of weeks. And do you cover cannabis at all in your materials? And I'm actually thinking of the greens, you know, raw cannabis greens for their antioxidant and iron and calcium and protein.
Interesting. No, I don't. I really would like to add that. I mean, because there's so much more out there on it, but I don't right now have anything in there.
Okay. Well,
I made a problem with cannabis because I had some, nobody knows this, I have cannabis plants in my backyard.
And oops, going to send the feds out after her. Who puts them there?
They naturally grow. I tinctured them and used them to make a balm. I made it actually for my daughter because she does competitive dance. And so she gets really sore. And, I've been doing that.
And it obviously is helping, huh, Lynn?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
she doesn't know what's in it, but
well, I think there's such a stigma around this beautiful plant that has been totally vilified and bastardized. And Dr. Rita Marie, as I host a functional forum here in Denver, and this last month, one of the sponsors was the Holistic Cannabis Academy. And one of the owners is out of Boulder, and the other one I think is East Coast based. But if I connected you with them, or would you be interested? They teach a very scientifically based academic program.
You know, they would be great if I could get them in to do one of our advanced clinical resources.
Yes. I just.
Yeah, I would love it.
I have such a different opinion. I mean, the cannabis plant is antimicrobial. The greens have been helpful with lupus and other autoimmune diseases. Mm-hmm. And it's just been a huge eye-opening. I mean, I'm equating it to nettles, Lynn, like you're saying, they grow freely, and you're in Iowa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I brought up even juicing and having the greens at this meeting, in which we had 35 functional practitioners and growers and different distributors of cannabis. And everybody looked at me like I was crazy. And I'm going, this is how the plant in its original form, you know, this is original how creation put this plant on our earth, to be enjoy the greens. And so I'm on a campaign to bring that into our lexicon, and I'm trying to figure out where I can buy the greens. So if anybody...
Well, you're in Colorado, so you can grow.
I know, but it's not that easy. No. I've asked like 5 people, and I have about 3 different phone numbers to call, but it's not readily...
Really?
The greens are not readily available. So I will pursue that.
Start growing it?
I'm happy to try to do that. Mix it in with my mint in the backyard or something.
Right. But you don't run the risk of getting arrested for it because it's legal there, right? The rest of us have to do it under the radar if we do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why these women that have started the Holistic Cannabis Academy, they say, you know, it's coming. You know, the fact that it will be legalized. And if anybody has a chance to watch the Sacred Plant docuseries, it's fascinating how the National Institutes of Health, NIH, has been funding Israeli-based research on the cannabis. And they're using it quite readily in nursing homes because it reverses neurodegeneration. Once you have neurodegeneration, if you're a young teenager and, you know, your brain is still forming, it can be damaging. So I think it's just such a beautiful plant.
What about neuropathy? Has it been any studies showing it working for
neuropathy? It's good for glaucoma.
Yeah, I knew that.
You know,
I'm just wondering about the peripheral neuropathies that the diabetics
none of that, stood out in the docuseries, which is where I've gotten most of my information. But what I found extremely fascinating too was that they're finding, and I don't know if this is with all plants, but I would assume it is, that when you dry it or you heat it, you get different constituents. Mm.
I think that's true of many plants.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So
extract it in alcohol versus, you know, boil it in water versus bake it.
Yeah. And Lynn, how do you make your salve? You tincture it and then add it to a salve?
Yeah. I just added to, well, I made it was a combination of some beeswax and olive oil and coconut butter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yummy. Do you sell that?
It was an experiment.
Yeah.
Great.
Have you ever juiced it?
No, I haven't. I've smoked it, but I was in college.
Janine is saying that the THCA is helping her tremendously with the numbness in her feet.
So right. Yeah. And like Lynn Rose says, there are lots of variations. So what I have up here may be different than what somebody else grows.
Yeah, there's a lot of variations of it. And the THC and the CBD content and, you know, is much different. And I think they grow some of it do they hybridize it or something so that the THC is much higher to create an addictive substance versus, you know, having the lower THC in the CBD. I did a couple of sessions at one of our conferences on medical marijuana and using it and the doctors that are doing it. And then they were saying how, you know, if you use the stuff that is low in CBD, high in CBD and low in the THC, it doesn't have such an effect on the kids' brains, right? And so it does have much more of a, right, a good find, a good therapeutic effect. I was reading and I can't read and talk at the same time and my brain and my mouth gets jumbled with what I'm reading. But Janine is saying the THCA is non-psychoactive, its full nutrient profile. So that's kind of cool to know. I have the Sacred Plant docuseries. I just haven't watched it yet. So maybe I'm going to dump it onto my iPhone and listen to it while I exercise. It's been on my list. That's great. Yeah, if you can hook us up, I would love to have somebody come in and talk that. And if there's any other topics that you guys are really like passionate about getting an expert in to do, we'll find the experts to bring in. We do a pretty good job of it. We have somebody talking next month about homeopathic kind of, what was it called? She calls it homeotherapeutics or homeo, basically the kind of things that you can do for vaccines and immune.
The prophylaxis.
Yeah.
Thank Lynn you. And I, you type, I say it. yeah. I did some of that when my kids were little too. I actually gave Laura Joette Caldrice name, who also is a homeopathic person, as a person I would like to see on there.
Good. Yeah, so we'll just really line up some good people to come in and talk to us. And if you have people that are good that we can bring in, it's great too.
You know, I do think that, and maybe I've missed, but all the people, well, not only for ourselves, but for our clients, you know, this mindfulness and mindset, I think it's very important.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think, you know, the mental health issue is, I think people are very... I think it's take it really for granted, you know, the focus more on to, I can't do that, I cannot do that, or I think we could bring more speakers that to help us practitioners, but not our, really to talk to whoever else, you know, on the importance of mindness, mindset, because, you know, Fabienne gives a shitload of content, you know, and she's very diverse on that. But I'm thinking about, and I already implemented yesterday on my call, I brought some of her stuff into my material, you know. And people have value because I think it's, everybody's going to be different. The more strategies that we can add, you know, like, okay, you know, I learned a lot from working with you and Laura. And then now one of the reasons I bought her stuff a year ago was to learn, you know, what she's doing. And she does, you know, some stuff that are similar, but she's bringing other strategies. And I said, you know what? Maybe I can do this one because it's going to link, you know, it might make sense to you, but I might not say make sense to Lynn, but some other strategy might be easier for Lynn to implement than you or I,
right,
or me.
We have to find what resonates.
I think it would be good to keep adding more, you know, resources on that area to give, you know, your old clients and also us practitioners and more resources to keep applying. Mm-hmm. This has got to be, for me, I don't, you know, for me, it's like, that's the first session. It's not the second. It's not the third. It's the first session.
It's the total first session. It's the first module in our programs.
Yeah.
It's the first module in every program that we do is that mindset piece. It's everything. And it, Tony even goes to the point of she just keeps until they get it. She just keeps repeating.
Yep, I was going to say I do the same thing
over again. Water. How much water are you drinking?
Exactly.
Oh, drinking 2 cups of water a day. Okay, let's work on why. What's going on with that? And then they go away and they're like, all we talked about was water today. They come back. They're still not doing water. That's what she's teaching them. She's not moving right on until they get the water piece, yep, right? And
I have somebody
like that.
I think I will teach them a lesson, but also like yesterday, what I did for the first time is like I somewhat applied David's stuff and Laura's together. So when I ask, you know, one limiting belief, right? So I put a list over there and I ask each person to pick one and they all shared. And then I asked them to actually, you know, to say out loud to themselves, you know, or in their mind and feel, really take the time to feel in the body where it kind of hurts. And they were blown away with that. And I said, well, for everybody has a different part of the body that is spoke, you know, and then I kind of mentioned a few strategies to kind of calm that down, you know, but then I highlighted and I said, imagine if this happens all the time, right? And can, you know, now that you took the time to kind of relax, set back and see where it hurts. Now, what is that doing to your body from stress, blood sugar, insulin resistance, you know, mm-hmm. And we go day after day doing those things and don't really realize what's going on. You know, now that, you know, and then pick other, you know, things that, oh, I can't do that or whatever that is the limiting belief and see where it feels. And then when you kind of start massaging, tapping and talking to it and really talking to it, mm-hmm. Be kind, you know. So I don't know. People don't realize those things are going on. And to a certain degree, I didn't realize either, you know. These are things that people will connect and will not forget. That's, you know,
right. And they will finally get, you know, we keep wanting to give them the doing stuff, you know, and
right.
That's hard for me because I have such, you know, a big developed left brain, but my right brain's getting more and more developed. But it's like, I know all this stuff. I want to make sure that I'm giving them what they need and what they really need the most. We did that in ERC the first month. We had a whole month of every week we got together and we worked on different pieces of the mindset. Every week, and some of them were saying, wow, I was really resistant to this. I just wanted to get into the herbs and the foods and all this. You said, but I'm really glad we did this.
Yeah, they don't want to work on this. They do not want to work
on
this.
They don't want to.
And in a long-term program, I can see spending quite a bit of time on this.
That's right. We spent a whole month. We literally spent a whole month. But when I actually tried to create a program, I did create a program. I called it the Vibrant Health Mindset Program. And it was a flop.
Yes, I bet.
30 people would buy it. We'd sell it again and 30 people. Nobody would buy it until we offered it on special on a 4-day cash machine. It was like we sold it for $97. We added videos. Mm-hmm. We added so much stuff. And it just wasn't working. And then I said, then we did the sale mentality. I don't know if anybody ever did the program because we didn't have follow-ups for it. But I said, okay, the program's $37. It was formerly $297, $97. Now it's only $37. Plus you're going to get this and this and this and this and that. And 100 people bought it in 4 days. But nobody wants to buy mindset. JJ Virgin found that out. you know, I was one of the top people in her in promoting that program for her because I'd already seeded these people into the importance of mindset. But she's like, nobody wanted to buy it. Of all the top affiliates, that people that have huge lists that were promoting for her, nobody was buying the program. I was the number two over Ocean Robbins and, you know, the Bulletproof guy and Pedro Michel and all these people who have like multi-hundred thousand person lists. My people resonated with that. And it was like, oh, you've been talking about this for a long time. Wow, that's really cool. And they bought it. But most people didn't because they hadn't been set up for that.
No, yeah, people don't talk. It's difficult.
Yeah.
It's but when very they do difficult.
It's so transforming. And people want to know my secret. One of my team members teased me today. She said her husband said, she has Red Bull and coffee and no-dos at her desk. How could anybody, normal person, be still working hard and be so full of energy so late at night? She goes, no, I don't think so. She has a secret strategy. I said, I do have a secret strategy. It's my greens and it's my mindset. And when you can shift those two, those eating habits, and when you can shift your mindset, it's magical. It's totally magical. And that's what we owe it to our clients to do. Yeah, we need to know the biochemistry. We need to know how to understand where they go wrong, what foods are going to be best for them, what herbs and all that. We need to. But if we can't teach them right from the start, this foundational piece. And we're going to do this starting in January. I am creating a live session for each of those pillars that we have, the seven pillars, for coaches to say, look, here's what you got to do, and here's how you teach this to people. And you've got to be able to do this. Here's how you do this one. Here's how you do this one. I'm going to it's going to be once a month, and you guys will have access to it, and it's going to be part of the program. It's going to be added to it because I see that everybody wants the fancy herb or homeopathic or nutrient. And it's like, what are they eating? Well, you know, they still eat a little gluten and they still, you know, and they still this. And how much water are they drinking? And what's their attitude? And how much stress reduction? How are they meditating? And it's like, well, you know, they just need this herb. I just want this herb. I don't have a quick fix. My magic wand is broken. Where is my magic wand? It was over here before. But it doesn't work. I've been trying to make it work forever. It doesn't work, right? We got to do the work. And I really want to see that before we come on these calls or in the forum or whatever, we start to say, I have a person with hot flashes. What should I do? That basics. What are they eating? What are they drinking? What is their mindset? How much are they meditating, right? And yeah, we can do things from a biochemical perspective, a nutrient perspective, a homeopathic perspective, herbal perspective to try to help them to calm into the spot where they could actually hear us. But I think it's so important to focus on these basics. It's not sexy, but it's got to be there. So I, you know, gave everybody access to the entire foundations pillars that I've gotten. There's a tremendous amount of material in there, but I think without a guide to take you through it. It's like, oh, that's interesting. And nothing happens with it. So, and we have to make powerful decisions. We have to be strong with people. We don't want to be their friend. We want to be the person that kicks them in the butt and gets them to take action so that they get better and they reach their goals. Right? We're their cheerleaders. Yes. We're their coaches. Yes. But we can be friendly. But we're not the buddy that says, oh, poor you. You've had such a hard life and buys into the victim mentality that they have. We can't do that because we're not helping them when we do that.
No, they have to. I think we have to provide the opportunity for them to try. And like, you know, I share some personal stuff, you know, and I said, this is how I came up with my why, you know, boom, 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 boom. You know, and then look, this is one of my limiting beliefs. And this is how I associate with some of the issues that I have today. So when you're seeing the concerns you have, I want you to start asking. So I walk them the process. Why, and boom. You know, I think they need to hear that association. You know, how did I come up with?
Right.
You know.
And what's a process? And that's why that right. book, the Find Your Why book.
Yeah.
I haven't read it yet. It's incredible. And it gives you some frameworks to take people through that and facilitate people in doing that in a group setting as well as a one-on-one setting.
Yeah.
so that when you're doing group programs, you can be really powerful group programs to help people to get down to that why. When you can really powerfully connect to your why, I mean, you're unstoppable. That's my favorite word. You're unstoppable. Right? And you are. And when you can say to somebody, I have this amazing program and it's $10,000 and this is what it is. And this is what it is. You don't tell them it's $10,000.
Yeah.
It's my amazing program. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to sit with you. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this and you're going to feel this. And they're going, wow, I want that. I want you.
How much is that?
How much does it cost? Right? Well, for that entire program, it's going to last a whole year. You're going to have me at your beck and call. We're going to go through this. And by the end, it's $10,000. Yeah. And you have to be able to practice saying it without going, $10,000.
First of all, I cannot speak that way.
What? You can't speak what way?
That way. The way you just said.
Oh, you can't do the low. You got to say, it's $10,000 and it's worth every freaking penny.
What the fuck does it matter that it's the price? Just do it, man.
If you have to ask the price, you're not my ideal client. Next, you go talk to somebody else and then they're like, but, I want that. I want that. You ask the price. You can't afford it.
It's hilarious.
Okay. We got to laugh about it and you got to practice it. Right?
I'm determined to get my shit going.
Yeah.
That's it.
You don't even have to have the program. You just stand there and you're feeling into what they need and you tell them what they need. You tell them exactly what they need and how you're going to get them there.
I'm just going to start making my test this week is to make the list, you know, to put the outline of this program, to make a list of my peeps and start calling them. Just to get a little gauge, you know, what do they think about it? Because, you know, if they say, oh, $10,000, you know, and I said, well, how much would you pay? And they said, maybe five. And I said, okay, well, I can help you five and I can do this instead.
I can do five, yes. And here's, we just won't do as much of this. We'll take
yeah.
time, right?
See, I already practiced.
But then they go, but I want that. But I want
that too.
You know what the price is.
Yeah, that little vacation that you go, let's cut that off and save your lots of money from your insurance in the future.
Absolutely. Practice it. Those are the right people because they're the corporate people. They're more likely to have the disposable income and they're going to spend it on stuff. And they probably have it in their IRA. They have it in their account because they've been saving for a long time because they've been making multi-hundred thousand dollars a year. So anyway. And then you can afford to do the $97 booty camp for the people who can't afford your $10,000 program. Why do I have a $19.95 a month membership site? My coaches always say, that's not worth it. Why do you do that? Because it's my give back. No, I don't make money on it. I don't make any money. I lose money on it. But you know what? That's how I can give back. That's how I can support people who are not going to be able to invest in the higher level. That's what you can do. You don't give stuff away free, but you make it, you know, $9 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month, right? And you give them a lot. But you have to be able to fund it somehow. So I have to be able to fund it somehow, right? Yeah. All right. I think it's time to go. We can go on and on in this philosophical stuff, but it's motivating. It's inspiring. I loved discussing it. Was this helpful? Guys, is this useful? Right? Susan, is this useful for you? I want to see you.
Very much.
Yeah. I want to see you have this, you know, with the yoga, the meditation, the reading the lab. I mean, all that stuff is just melded in. Whatever your unique twist on it is, you're bringing that in. And you have, you know, build in one of these VIP days where you spend half a day or a day with them. And they love it. Some people charge, I know people who charge $20,000 for a VIP day, $25,000 for a VIP day.
Wow.
You're going to charge 25? Okay.
Not yet. One day.
One day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can do it. All right. So Valerie, was this helpful for you? I know you're not in that place yet, but was it helpful to hear? You can say no, I don't care. My feelings won't be hurt. Is she talking and she's unmuted? I'm going to unmute her. Was this helpful for you, Valerie?
She says that was a good call.
No mic or camera. Got it. Okay. Janine? I don't know which one of you has it.
Lynn Rose, I'm going to reach out to you separately to discuss this 4-day of Laura. Is that okay? You said that Laura, Elena Love puts a 4-day thing. I would like to understand a little bit more. Okay.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.
Much love.
Bye. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.